wake up, you sip hot tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing?
Again, just to sum up, Monica, you've heard a lot today, and you've given us a lot to think of. Anything you'd like to add in conclusion to this program today?
I wish you all the best. Just keep your eyes on our Father. This is the only way to do this, because there is no solution. We cannot trust the princess. And just keep on going, because our Father is with us and we are going to be the victors together with Him. God bless you all. Thank you for having me on your show. And also keep my people in prayer. We need it.
Amen. We do. And give us your contact, your website again, Monica, please.
My website is southafricaproject.info. My email address is monica.huggett, huggett@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. You all take yes. care. God bless you and be safe.
Thank you, Monica. And you pack that pistol, the sword, okay?
I will. Right. And you too. You take
Amen.
Care.
God bless. All right. And now, folks, we have Art from Philadelphia on the line. And welcome back this week, Art.
Hello, Rick. How's everything going?
Pretty well, pretty well. Busy week and busy time, and certainly a lot of a lot of things happening besides this selection period. A lot of things going on overseas and right now, you know, and world events that are shaping up. But I know you and I have been quite active in exchanging emails this week, and I found some of them to be quite interesting, quite revelatory. And I we were just talking a minute ago with Monica when Terry brought it up about the fact that we have Goldman Sachs partners and envoys and Soros and so forth already getting their fingers right into the pie, since they can own both horses in the race. Essentially, you know, they're already figuring, hey, you know, if you can't beat them, then you enlist them. You know, if you can't kill them, then you just supplant them. And this character here, Mnuchin from Goldman Sachs, is somebody who apparently, I guess a half a year ago or so, he was involved in the Trump campaign. And we think about people like Ted Cruz and his wife and so on and so forth. Do you see any handwriting here on the wall yourself, Art?
Oh, yeah. I mean, basically, they don't see the oligarchies that are right behind each one of them. And correction, that's Rafael Cruz. Make sure you get his right name. Everyone calls him Ted Cruz. Rafael. So we understand.
I thought it was Theodore Herzl Cruz, but okay.
That might be true, too. The other the other Israeli is the guy who's a Cuban immigrant who runs the U.S. Department of Justice Immigration Department. Yeah. I sent the information out last week. Mm-hmm. And his grandfather basically had Theodore Herzl was one of the plaques in the house. And I forget his name right now, but he's the one who talks about how he admires what his, what his grandfather did, backing up Theodore Herzl and the Zionist movement. And now they're controlling our immigration policy here. I mean, you can't get any more blatant to that in our face with respect to that.
No, you can't. And this is why I always caution people, our listeners, because I think, you know, RBN listeners and alternative media people are usually head and shoulders above the mainstream talk show listeners anywhere, because they have the basic foundation of knowledge. But even many of us can go astray, and we can get, you know, seduced as Eve was seduced, wholly. in the garden, and this is a spiritual seduction now in these times in which we live. You know, we all want to see what's right for our people and for this country and America, but, you know, like I said, we have to let reality take hold, too. We have to hope for the best and prepare for the worst, and I just see that no matter who stands up against them, no matter who it is that stands up against these so-called elite, they'll always find a way of either taking them down or picking them up and carrying them to the finish line. You know, it's like Kennedy proved that, Nixon proved that, even Roosevelt proved that, Wilson proved it, Harding certainly proved it in the 1920s when he wanted to take us out of the New World Order and restore America first. So, you know, as like there's nothing new under the sun here, folks, and that's why I'm very cautious, and I try to make people think along these lines. It's like, hey, I get some emails and comments that are not very flattering because of that. But what do you want me to do? Sit here and just agree with everything and just nod my head in approval? No, I have to tell you how I feel too. So, I mean, that's the point, is let's speak our minds and be honest about it. And that's what we do. And you do it, Art, with noplaceforcorruption.com. And you can see because you've done the homework, all right? Here's a guy, folks, that has done the homework over the last few years. He's been personally victimized by it financially and also targeted by ADL because of his work to expose the mafia. Art, everything basically you've been saying is now coming to pass. I mean, I can't think of very many things that you've said that are not true. So
it's unfortunately some people, you know, if you're in a small business in high technology, you're on the bleeding edge of seeing us before everybody else because we seem to be in the front line. Also being, going through family court, dealing with, you know, the domestic abuse charges and all that, the Violence Against Women's Act being abused against, you know, fathers, non-custodial parents. I've seen that side of it, too. So, and also as a result of being in high tech, I've seen how the H-1B immigration has basically been used as a tool to decimate our industry, destroy mm-hmm. American small business, so the big boys like Oracle, Microsoft, on down the line get rich, and at the demise of American small business and creativity. So, it's not by accident.
And that, you know, you just touched on it again. That you haven't heard anywhere in this campaign, to my knowledge. We hear about the wall, we hear about the invasion, but what about not the invasion, but the exodus of jobs from this country by the H-1B-1 visa system? And, you know, we talked about that years ago on this program. We had guests on talking about it, and people thought it was crazy. They didn't want to hear it, you know, some did, but most thought it was just absurd. Now, where is that discussion gone? Where is it gone in this campaign?
No place. That means it's continuing to keep the big boys rich. You know, look at Facebook. He's screaming there. He should have unlimited H-1B visa immigration. Here's what I say. Hey, charge you $100,000 per year per person. Use all the immigration labor you want. And then I want you to say, okay, it'd be cheaper for me to pay for kids to go to college and train them to have them work for me than to do that. That's the message they need to get. And that's where mm-hmm. we need to change it. That's the way we got to go about changing it. But neither one of these politicians is talking about that.
No, and you know, you were talking about your area. Of course, Pennsylvania is a focal point now for Tuesday. But you sent out information pursuant to the Philadelphia clout and showing us the street money. Can you elaborate on that? The street money. What do you mean by that?
Basically, the street money is what happens is the Democratic machine, primarily in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, that the political candidates, either running for a congressional race, Senate race, or a presidential race, on the Democratic side, have to basically grease the skids, in a sense, to pay for the pollsters to stand at the polls. And the usually going rate is $200 a day. And apparently they're bulking from Ed Rendell, you know, Fast Eddie, okay, part of the mafia, was complaining that they're not going to pay up. So it'll be interesting to see. So it looks like they're going to be cut short and not getting enough funding to get the pollsters out there. So that's going to be interesting. The other thing is the general trend is, and from people in Philadelphia, is a lot of people are so demoralized by it that I think there's going to be a low turnout in the heavily Democratic areas of both Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. The surrounding areas, the seven to nine counties surrounding Philadelphia are going to decide the election. This is 80% of the economy and 80% of the voting people. So what they're talking about in Delaware, Bucks, Chester County, Lancaster County, Bucks County, they're all going to, that's where the race is going to be decided, in the suburbs of Philadelphia. My general viewpoint from talking to people, they're fed up with Hillary. The medical profession's fed up because they're seeing how this Obamacare is basically, destroying their incomes and their livelihoods. You talk to people, there's a lot of people who have ancestors who came from up in northeastern Pennsylvania, coal miners. Their families are against her. And I could go on down the line. People like myself in high tech with the H-1B visa immigration, we're against her. So there's a lot of people out there that are going to be opposing Hillary. And I remember when Carter was coming up for election against Reagan, and all of the media was saying he's going to win by landslide, and he basically lost by landslide against Reagan. I pretty much believe the sentiment here in the southeastern Pennsylvania, which may decide in part this presidential race, that Hillary will lose this area, and that will result in her losing the Electoral College for this state. Let's hope it happens. All right. Now,
well, if it happens, as we said, the ace in the hole is the control grid. No matter what, no matter who, we either own them or we control them directly and indirectly. We look at Summers, Larry Summers taking over with Obama, and we look at Axelrod, and we look at Rahm Emanuel and Zeke Emanuel, and we look at the Geithner brothers. All of these people always manage to just be in the right place the right time, huh? Don't they? If they created Jimmy Carter out of nothing, an obscure governor of Georgia, and gave him a one term to use him as a stomping ground, then they can do it with Obama, and they have for two terms. They created him out of nothing, brought him into the, nobody knew him, nobody heard of him. He all of a sudden, he climbs to the top. So these things don't just happen quoting Roosevelt, if it happens in politics, it's not an accident. You can bank on it. It was planned that way. So these things, are planned way in advance, who's going to be president or who will be anointed. So, right. We went back this past summer, right, with the Bilderbergers. What did they say? They were putting their money, pardon the pun, on Hillary. But that's what they were saying then publicly or privately, right. That became public. Then the reality is, again, it goes back to that business of we will control, in the words of Paul Warburg in 1920, said you'll have world government whether you like it or whether you don't, either by consent or by conquests. That means war. So, all right, go ahead.
All right, I was, with respect to the election, let's look at it statistically. If Hillary gets in there, we got 100% failure rate. With Trump in there, it's 50-50. Will he take care of us? Will he not? So say it's half and half. So that means we've got a 75% failure rate, which means there's at best, that he'll represent the interests of the people 25%. So we got, literally at least a 75% failure rate of taking care of the interests of America through this election. So. And that's the best result. And I think, if he's worse than that, then it's going to be, could go all the way down to zero. We don't know.
The Senate. You have to consider the Senate, all these seats that come up every 2 years. We have a change in the Senate. And, right. We have a third of the Senate come up. And some of these races, some of the lesser known ones, which I haven't followed too closely this year, because of my disinterest. Some of them are going to be very close, apparently, and there's a good chance that there may be a change in the Senate to the Democrats. And like I said, the Republicans have had their day. As it was said of King Nebuchadnezzar, you were weighed in the balance and found wanting. The same is true of the Republicans. But we look at this McCain. Now, here's a classic case. Classic example, a case of the mafia in Arizona. How he got to be there, how he survived the savings and loans hoax and lie and banditry and robbery. And here he is today, again, running, his fifth or sixth term or something like that? Right. And he's not that well. he's not that well mentally as well as physically, from what we understand. But he ran out of arrogance and out of the support of the mob, telling him, go ahead, you've got seniority, let's get you back in there. I mean, right. A guy like that is despised in his own state, just like some of the people we have here in my state, and yet they just walk in. They just roll in. There is a machinery that exists right there in their district, the congressional and the Senate. So I mean, how do you explain this John McCain phenomenon?
Well, let's see how to explain it. First of all, he got back in. He got rid of Dempsey. He put Ashton Carter in there. Ashton Carter was the chief procurement officer for DOD to award the F-35s, of which two squadrons are going to Israel. Basically, Ashton Carter grew up in Abington, Pennsylvania, a community run by the Jewish mafia for decades. And, you know, that's how I see it. That's what I see he's done, the consequence of getting back into power. He's, you know, if you look at, for instance, you know, he's married to the Bruffman crime family through Cindy Hensley. Okay,
right.
Hensley's right. Now, let's look at, in a little more detail, the protests for the in the Dakotas over the pipeline that's going up there. And who's financing it? It's TD Bank, Toronto Direct Bank, okay, owned by Phyllis Lambert, who's the sister of Edgar Bruffman, you know. They're brothers and sisters. And they're putting that money in there to the tune of $2.5 billion to build that pipeline. And who's basically running the casinos in the Dakotas? The Bruffmans. Who's pushing the No Place for Hate program run by the ADL, bringing up the people from the Dakota Indian tribes into Penn State University to support that program? It's the Bruffman Crime Syndicate, who was behind, covering up the, Jerry Sandusky scandal at Penn State University. It was Graham Spanier, who was supporting the Anti-Defamation League No Place for Hate program inside the university. You know, you want to talk about the influence of the Jewish mafia, it's right there. And I see these people protesting, you know, right on, you know, in the Dakota lands, which they should, but I see very few people actually protesting what they're doing. And by the way, last week, we talked about it, I think very briefly, Scott Trade announced they're being bought in merger through Toronto Direct Bank. So there's another merger activity taken over by the freaking Jewish mafia right in front of our face. And this week, what did we see? We see General Electric basically buying out Baker Hughes Incorporated, a big oil drilling company like Schellenberg. Okay? The same company that basically is owned directly by the Rothschild banking interests that took it over through J.P. Morgan after Edison failed to win the contracts for the Niagara Falls generators back around 1900. Okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, I've seen it firsthand. Also saw it back in the 80s, I believe it was, the merger of RCA into General Electric. And how did they do it? I was actually eating lunch at the time over in New York City, near 40 Rector Street at that point.
Uh-huh.
And at lunch, these two guys are sitting next to me. And he says, I can't believe how this money came through. And I said, what do you mean? It came from Switzerland. Yeah, but it was wired straight up from Medellin through the Colombian cartel to Switzerland. And they said, all right, I'll see you tonight at Kidder Peabody. So they left for work. 4 hours later, you see on the news, General Electric, Jack Welch, buys out RCA. How did he do it? He worked with Pablo Escobar using junk bond financing. That's how he bought it.
Yeah.
Right, but you never heard that on the news about General Electric. What about the fact that they had a contract with the Boeing Aerospace, and they basically built the electronic systems for one of their new, I guess it's 767, I'm not sure which monoplane it worked on. And then they basically used the technology and sold it to the Chinese, and they said, what's the problem? This is your new Jeff Immelt there, the chairman of the board of, you know, the CEO of General Electric. Hey, there's no problem, we made a profit. Yeah, and at the same time, you should have been taken out to the back four and executed for treason for what he did. So that's some of the things I just see happening just in the past 2 weeks.
Incredible. Lightning speed changes in these takeovers, these mergers that are just taking place, it seems, every week. And the economy is, this economy, if there's anything left to speak of, is one of, you know, we talk about mergers and acquisitions and indebtedness and finding that they're layoffing people, laying them off by the hundreds and thousands, folks. All right. We'll come back and we'll take your calls if you wish. Rick Adams Uncensored, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2000.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
All righty, we're back, folks, and we are going to entertain your calls at 800-313-9443, Rick Adams Uncensored, also the Deadly Experiment TV programs on YouTube, and we just put up Gaza, the war against Gaza, which was not my production, but we are spreading the information that was first produced by an organization some time ago, a few years back, and it is absolutely stunning, it is startling. It is shocking, so you want to check that out on the Gaza invasion by the Zionists in Gaza ghetto on Rick Adams Uncensored YouTube. And here we have Jim in Chicago up next on the program. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Rick. Art, I have a quick question. The transit strike in Philly, why did they go on strike, and is that going to affect the election?
Well, it depends if they get back in before the election. If why did they go on strike? They're basically going on strike because the SEPTA is trying to take their benefits away. In particular, they're fighting for their pension funds. The guy who runs SEPTA, the chairman of the board, is Pasquale Dion, D-E-O-N. He's one of the major power brokers in the Bucks County Republican Party I talk about in the placeforcorruption.com. The former CEO of SEPTA, this was about 8 years ago, left after she got five repeated phone calls saying, "I'm going to put a bullet in her head," and this criminal rises to the top. So it's going to be interesting to see how that's going to play out. That's what I know about it with respect to that. They also had the board of directors going back about 8 years ago. They wanted to put Robert Asher, the convicted felon, when our state treasurer Bud Dreyer blew his brains out on TV, he was trying to get on there to the board of directors for the SEPTA. So it's interesting to see what's happening there. So there's a conflict between the Democrats and the Jewish mafia controlling the Bucks County Republican Party. And because of that, they're losing their benefits and they're fighting for it. That's what I see. I don't know how it's going to play out yet.
All right, Jim, did you have another question or was that it? Okay. All right. He just asked and wanted you to answer. All right. Good points. You know, speaking of that, you know, we're talking about pensions, and it looks as if from the reports I'm reading now that the pensions, state pensions, you know, these government municipal workers' pensions are going to be among the first to go when the shoe drops, you know, with the collapse of the markets, the collapse of all of the bonds, the bond market, and so forth. And I don't know, like I said, we can only speculate as to when all of this timing takes place. But people are not happy. People who got these jobs, first of all, you know, these public sector jobs many years ago, Art, the fallout from World War II was the expansion of domestic government here. So as we, quote, liberated the world into slavery, we were also enslaving ourselves here in the states by enacting new taxes, state income taxes, sales taxes, and so forth, to expand domestic government. So all these employees now, 40, 50 years later, are facing this crisis. The teachers, of course, are complaining and whining about their pensions that are being hybridized and that are being, you know, eliminated with the COLAs and so forth. So, I mean, I see that all of these people in this particular sector, though, you know, their minds are like a, well, how could I say it? Their minds are totally different from the minds of the average working poor in the private sector, because it's all about what can you do for me today. And the average Joe who's working for $10, $11, $12, $15 if they're lucky, you know, per hourly wage, they don't have any of these. They don't have any pensions. They don't have any of them. So the ones who are going to really get hit hard first are going to be, I think, possibly in the public sector for that reason. And that's what I'm hearing and reading now. Well, what are your thoughts on that regard?
Yes, I do believe that's going to happen. I would say look at Detroit as the model of how they're going to deal with the pension issue. I think that's going to be one of the first places to go. Look at Atlantic City going bankrupt, how they're going to handle it. Look at the state of New Jersey. You know, to pay for the teachers' pensions, the property taxes are up through the roof. So it's a choice between raising the property taxes and putting the homeowners out of business, you know, taking their homes away, or paying the pensions for the teachers. So something's got to give. I think the pensions are going to take a big haircut is how I see it.
All right. Okay, excellent point, folks. Wake up and smell the roses or the thorns. Rick Adams and my compatriot Art from Philly, please join us. Come up next if you have a question or a comment about Tuesday, November 8th. Anything else? We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we're back now, and we're with Art from Philly, NoPlaceForCorruption.com. I'm looking at a number of issues and stories, you know, that are circulating the first 100 days. They're talking about a Clinton or Trump presidency, and many of the issues that supposedly will be forthcoming. One of them, of course, as you know, Art, is Donald Trump's pledge or statement to the effect that he will call a special session of Congress. He's going to do it. He's going to demand that Congress come back. You know, Bush, of course, said they couldn't leave, you remember, in 2008 until they passed the bailout of the big boys on Wall Street. But Trump is going to call a special session to repeal or replace, as he says, Obamacare. And I'd like to know how he's going to get that through and how he's going to manage to call it in the first place. I mean, does that sound a little bit dictatorial, a little bit odd to you? Does that sound a little outrageous?
It's obviously it's going to get Congress to work with him on it. But personally, this is how I see it. If a family of two earns more than $62,000 a year, then they're not eligible for Obamacare. In our area, that means each party, the two people, would be paying $850 a month. So just round it up, that comes out to about a little over $11,000 per year to pay for health care. And that's for a what they call a bronze plan. So you have a $6,700 deductible, just rounded up to $7,000. So that puts, just for catastrophic health insurance, that if you're making $32,000 a year, that $18,000 of your money per year is basically has to go to health care. That's not including, you know, deductions for taxes and everything. So something's got to give. You know, it's becoming unaffordable for small
businesses.
Well,
that's right. Yeah, I mean, we're already looking at massive increases in these costs come the new year. And that in itself is one of the many effects that will take place, no matter who is selected to be in the White House, unless things change. And how can they change if you have an illegal currency, an unlawful currency? You don't have sound economic policies. We are financing a debt with more debt. We're just seeing the Fed, these private banksters, print more paper out of nothing, and the system is mushrooming as a balloon about to burst. I mean, people must deal with reality. That is where we are right now. So, you know, Trump says in addition to Obamacare, he's talking about announcing that the United States is going to renegotiate NAFTA or withdraw from the trade pact entirely. He's going to announce the intention to withdraw from TPP. He's going to nominate a replacement for Justice Scalia on the court, cancel funding for sanctuary cities, remove illegal immigrants, and cancel visas to countries that refuse to take them, suspend immigration from terror-prone regions of the world. And he says here he's going to end all aid, all military, lethal, and financial aid to Israel. Is that what I read? Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm wrong. I didn't see that up there. I'm sorry.
Right.
But that's what a good American president would do. He would make the statement, first address to the nation is that America is first, not last, and that means that Israel, the state of Israel that calls itself Israel, cannot be first. And you know what? Most people would be happy to hear that. They don't talk about it. They wouldn't be caught dead saying it in public now, would they, except us? And the reality is they agree with that. But the media, the corrupt media that's owned and operated by them, of course, will not allow that, because immediately you're hit with a racism label, and that's what it's all about, mind control. Say, Art?
Right. Yeah, you're a racist because you see what the Bruffman syndicate is doing to basically financially ruin your country and your people.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the AT&T, the Time Warner merger. Who owns Time Warner? The Bruffman syndicate. Look at the NBC Universal Studios merger for, you know, with Comcast. Who owns Universal Studios? The Bruffmans. Look who put in power Ronald Reagan. It was the Bruffmans. Okay?
Yep.
Look who in the 82 Tax Reform Act set up the merger and acquisitions that are basically wrecking this country. It was the Reagan administration, thanks to the Bruffmans. Okay? It is so obvious. And who was the best friend of Hillary Clinton for 8 years when she was first lady of the White House? Edgar Bruffmans. Why is it a criminal organization tied direct with the Chicago syndicate based out of Toronto, you know, in Canada, is that influential in U.S. policy and U.S. business? It's just going to be a coincidence, you know.
I guess it is. You're right. It's just happenstance.
Right.
And on top of all of this, we have the injection of this sneaky propaganda that if we do get hit, a cyber attack, on election day, that already fingers are pointing to Russia, and Russia is involved in everything from the elimination and dissolution of all of these Clinton emails from WikiLeaks, and that too has been disproven. But the point is that we are being psyched up, our psyches are being loaded up, prepared for this eventual war, this war with Russia, the United States, China, Russia, Turkey, NATO. This is why NATO, you see, was really created. It was not created to fight against communism after we essentially supported, nurtured, and metastasized communism in World War II. it was done so it could prepare us for the Third World War. And this is coming to pass, just as I said years ago. It was all a ruse. It was all a lie. And so without NATO and all of the one world, if you will, structure, the superstructure, then you cannot plan a military operation that will involve the major superpowers of the world. I mean, let's face it, that's what they're leading up to. Russia, the United States, over Syria and the Ukraine. Those are issues now that are boilerplate issues that are on the burner, and the kitchen door is closed because we're all distracted in the backyard having a good picnic. You know what I mean, Art?
Right. Somehow that sounds just like the philosophy was written on the Georgia Guidestones a while back there. Reduce the world population down to 500 million. It sounds like as if those people put those Guidestones up there knew all about this all along, that their plan is exactly progressing.
Exactly.
It could just be a coincidence. You know, couldn't be.
See, all of these issues, are all boilerplate issues. They're all big subjects that, unfortunately, most people have forgotten about these problems. They just thought about, well, it's nice to have a nice guy in the White House that's going to do what's right for America. But when they try to pull out of the one world system, and if Trump is sincere about it, all hell will break loose all across the world, financially, militarily, politically, economically, and we're going to see that lead to the religious beast system that's going to be a one-world united ecumenical church. This is what they want. This ultimately, prophetically, this is what it's going to happen. And in Ezekiel 38, we read the prophets of Ezekiel, who is basically telling us what is going to happen in these days between the United States, the superpower of the end times, and Russia, which is still in command of many thousands of nuclear warheads and missiles. So, you know, these guys don't play around, these madmen who run the world system. Human life is easy, as you said, you know, to diminish the world population. They certainly don't mind killing a few million people more in war, like we saw in World War II. What was it, 60 million, 20 million in World War I? So, you know, why not kill a few hundred more million and get the population down? And then we can have peace again. You know, we can have the man of peace come. Anyway, let's take some calls. All right, Ed in Utah. Hey, we haven't heard from you in a long time, Ed. Come on up.
Yeah, it's been a while, Rick. Thanks to both of you. I want to say a couple things about, the race here in Utah, just politics on a practical level, Rick. And then I want to address the David Duke for Senate in Louisiana. Okay, but in Utah, I do think that, now as far as the actual people voting goes, in the early votes and public opinion here, that Bill Johnson's robocall to expose some of the aspects of Evan McMullen, CIA code operation codenamed Evan McMullen, is what's going on here. And there does seem to be a bit of a shift. I do want to tell you, when they said it was a three-way race here, that was not an inaccurate poll. This is what I was finding from a lot of the folks in the neighborhoods here, that they were leaning toward McMullen in a big way. And, of course, that was the goal of whoever was behind this fraud, because of the fact that any vote for him in this state would put the six delegates there for Hillary, because she could only get about 28% of the vote. And that is probably very accurate. That's where Democrats come down in this state. So I do think he's being toppled now as far as that goes. I just would throw that in there on a practical level, that I'm thinking that these polls do match reality of what I'm hearing on the streets concerning McMullen. So unless you had a comment like that, yep.
Let me ask you, because most of us probably are not familiar with McMullen. Tell us the significance of that seat, and tell us exactly why it is so important, what you're speaking about today, the changes and so forth.
Well, the important year is the perceived endorsement, quasi, if you will, of the church, of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This is what a lot of people, politicians, real or imagine, is what they vie for, Rick, the image of support from the church in this state. McMullen, of course, he came on the scene on a local radio station here. Some of the guests, hosts, ended up on RBN, Barbara Jean, years ago. And so they're the ones putting out some of the facts on this. So he actually announced his candidacy for president on a local station, K-Talk, it's known as. Mm-hmm. And he talked about his BYU credentials. Never said nothing at first about not being married and what have you. Not that that's a sin in itself as such, but it could lead to further questions, which, of course, Bill Johnson's robocall this week fanned the flames. So it's the idea of vying for who's the moral church man here. And now the facts have come out, and that he was saying he actually had some people around here believing that, well, he could take enough delegates away from Trump, and neither Hillary or Trump would get 40% in the general, and then the election would be thrown into the House, and they would vote him in. This is what some people, my people, are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Not even these stupid Republicans would do such a thing, fearing a riot, and a deserved one at that, a backlash over doing something so stupid. But there are people that thought this was real, Rick. So that's kind of my take on him.
Okay, all right, I understand.
It's a fraud. Now my shift in here to David Duke. There are some interesting things there. You had a caller saying he was way ahead there. That's my understanding. And of course, I support a lot of his positions. But the fact is, did you notice the statewide television stations that have to run polls there, they even skewed it against him. They put it out there that, the white supremacist, the former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, would you vote for him for Senate? In that crowded field, their own poll had him at 51% with 23 people running on this open seat in Louisiana.
Well, see, that only proves the media facts is that Louisiana is just loaded with bigots, you see. You have to understand.
Well, that's true, Rick, but also ABC, CNN, the usual suspects, they're refusing to run polling for the state of Louisiana. And they say, well, we can't do it because it's a crowded field. That's their only excuse. No, they don't want it because of Duke cleaned house the other night at the debate.
Isn't that amusing? What ends they will not go to, huh? What do you think of all this, Art? Do you have any comments?
I'm thinking of the whole charter school thing when former Louisiana governor basically outsourced all the jobs to the Bruffman Syndicate, to the same guys who outsourced everything in Philadelphia with the charter schools. And there's still a major lawsuit going up to the courts, I believe, where they're fighting the property owners and saying, why should we pay for mafia-controlled charter schools? So I think he's a fresh breath air when they see how they've been had it put to them through the Annenberg Crime Syndicate over all their public schools being destroyed since Katrina. Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Now, Ed, you've been around for a while. You've been a great caller for a number of years. How do you feel about Trump now before we move on?
I think he would buy us a lot of time, Rick. And I have been convinced for several months that he is for real, in that he is serious in his own way, that he doesn't want. I remember, Rick, asking and even praying years ago that one of them East Coast, Eastern Establishment billionaires would step forward, one of the non-Jewish billionaires would step forward and not want to see America go down. And he was not the form I expected it, but he's there. And I do believe... Mm-hmm. Like a Southern preacher I heard recently say, that God sent him as a political wrecking ball. And again, whether his heart is so right, look at today. I think the Democrats have run out of ammo on this. All they could bring up was Melania. His wife was somehow illegally in the United States years ago doing some modeling work. I mean, that's not very much stuff when you consider that they want to bring a rapist, a brutal rapist. He brutally raped Juanita Broderick, bit her lip so she couldn't resist. This guy is a monster, Bill Clinton, and they want to bring him back. And they have the gall to bring up the fact that Melania Trump at one time was a model.
Well,
I think he has stepped on toes, and will do something to slow down the New World Order and maybe buy us a couple more years.
Well, one thing
that's
is,
how I feel.
Yeah, he's drawing attention by his big mouth, so to speak. He's doing a lot of talking, and his ability to galvanize supporters across this country, he's definitely serving a very good purpose in exposing how corrupt the system is, and he's been right on all of that. In every instance, every day, something new has come out about the Associated Press and Reuters and how they've planted stories and they've out and out fabricated stories for Hillary. So it's just amazing. But that is certainly something you couldn't buy with the money that you have. You couldn't buy that kind of advertising against the media moguls. So that's true, that
Rick?
Part. See what happens Tuesday. Yes, Ed?
One last comment, and I'll let you go. I want to hear your guys' feedback on this. But look at, he has brought a megaphone, if you will, to the words of RBN and to some of your words. He has brought a vote scam. They're having to talk about it. Rush Limbaugh, they're having to discuss vote scam. They wouldn't have given that 2 minutes had a man like him not been in the race.
Unbelievable. You know, speaking of Limbaugh, I mean, he got his start with Clinton in the 80s and 90s, and now it's back again to Clinton. It's just amazing how what goes around comes around. We're going to take a break. Thank you, Ed. Good to hear from you. We'll take John and Dave up next when we return. Art in Philly with me in this hour. Rick Adams on Sunday.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
All right, folks, we don't have much time, but we have time maybe to sneak in three calls here, Art. So So let's see if we can bring them up right now, and we'll do that first with, I believe, John in California. Hello, John.
Hello, Rick and Art. It's been a long time. Good to hear from you. You're doing a great job, both of you, especially you, Art. Thanks for all the info. Hey, I'm since I retired 4 years, I've been working as a poll worker. I've been through two national elections. This will be my second. It's really interesting what goes on and, you know, iterating with everything going on. But I always ask, well, when they pull that card out down to the central tabulation, you know, they change it, where are they going to plug it into the change the vote computer?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
They do it before the election starts. They usually set it up with a bias to one party or the other before it even starts. That's how I've
seen
it done.
I wouldn't be surprised. These people who come on, you know, I love to ask these the guys who train you, says, are you sure they don't change this before they come in? But I don't want to embarrass them. The other thing I want to bring up, I know we're short for time, is when I was working as a school bus driver, I was in the SIU union, the National International Union, and I still read their newsletters, and they're talking about all these, you know, places and counties that are trying to cut back, you know, these workers. They need to keep them, especially it's all the ones that either it's welfare, assistance, child care, all these people, whether they're shorthanded, these people who overwork, we need to get more workers, or they need better paying benefits. And I say, well, why don't you, how about giving these people better paying jobs in the private sector, and then they won't have a problem. Whoops, that'll mean they'll lose their job.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Right. Yeah, very true.
Anyway, as far as Donald Trump goes, he's not a politician. You know, I've known him for a long time, reading through publications like the Spotlight and American Free Press. Mm. Went bankrupt, up and down in the job, but he's not a politician. He's saying the right words, and people say he may get us time to change things and maybe get the voting to stand up and listen if he gets elected to everybody, including Congress, and tell these people what we want done.
All right, and stick to your guns, too, literally. All right, thank you, John. Let's take Dave quickly, and maybe we can squeeze Frank in. Dave in Nevada.
Hey, Rick, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment real quick on Donald Trump and what people are saying about buying time.
Okay.
I don't think that's necessarily the case if Trump becomes president. And I'll tell you why. When I hear people talking about Donald Trump that are in the Hillary camp, I hear some seriously violent vitriol coming from their mouths, as in murder, killing, I want to punch him, this and that. Very violent, rude language. So what happens when Trump becomes president? A lot of people are going to be pissed off. What happens if Hillary becomes president? Yeah. A lot of people are going to get pissed off. It's mm-hmm. going to be a dividing line either way. Mm-hmm. So to think that it's not going to be, that it's going to be some kind of temporary buying time, you mm-hmm. might be surprised.
Well, I know. I understand what you're saying for lack of time. I've been reading the same things, and it's, you know, it's a question of the dividing line. Race warfare, class warfare has been set up in the minds of people, and that could envelop pretty quickly after we have a severe winter or something along those lines. But I got to run. Thank you for the call. Let's take Frank quickly. Frank in North Carolina. Hello, Frank.
Kevin. Alfred Strom will be on with Aaron Shove tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern Time on RBN.
Oh, okay.
The National Vanguard.
Yeah, yeah. All right. He took over after Dr. Pierce passed a number of years ago. All right. Anything else? We don't have time, actually. I'll tell you what. Let's hold it for next week for the Post-Veterans Day program. Thank you, Frank. Art, thank you again. A great show.
You too.
All right, brother. Art, we'll talk to you again next week. Rick Adams, so long and good night, everyone.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.